The bilateral agreement was signed this June after 10 years of negotiations. Chinese traditional medicine was included in the deal despite doubts over its efficacy among some Australian people. Traditional Chinese medicine manufacturers like the time-honored Tongren Tan are especially expected to benefit once the agreement comes into effect. The company already has 5 branch stores in Australia, and the general manager of the business in Australia, Ma An Yang, is eager to see the agreement come into force.
I think with the implementation of the agreement, many medicines, especially some important herbs, good quality herbs, and those written in the Chinese Herbal Dictionary, will be approved by the Australian medicine authorities. As a result, we will have an increasingly wider road and open more and more branch stores in Australia.
Also, as part of the agreement, China will send a certain number of medical practitioners to work in Australia each year. Australia is the first Western country to regard Chinese traditional medicine as having the ability to treat patients. A national registration and accreditation scheme was launched in 2012 to license Chinese medicine doctors. So far, close to 4,600 physicians engaging in traditional Chinese medicine throughout the country have been certificated. Each year, about 4 million people in the country use Chinese medicine or acupuncture treatment, while the total turnover of the sector is around $300 million. In a joint promotional effort, a research center was established last month by the National Institute of Complementary Medicine at Western Sydney University and the China Academy of Chinese Medical Sciences. It plans to conduct clinical trials on patients who suffer from vascular dementia in Sydney. Alan Benson with the NICM team said the centre will invite medics from both countries to carry out a bunch of experiments in search of new treatments combined with traditional Chinese medical therapy and modern medicine.
We help our Chinese partners to do some strong clinical trials in Chinese medicine on Australian patients. And we actually focus particularly on Chinese medicine, so for many years that's been our main priority.
The professor calls for more support to boost the development of the sector in the country.
And we really want to see this grow. This is an enormous opportunity for China. It's an enormous opportunity for Western patients and Western medical research as well. I think the partnership is ideal, but it will only grow if we get some really strong support from both governments, from industry, and from philanthropy.
Chinese medicine has been used in Australia for more than 100 years since the Gold Rush. Its importance is reflected in the fact that courses in Chinese medicine are taught in Australian tertiary institutions. For CRI, this is Li Jianhua.